More alleged financial malfeasance. The trial continues today in Manhattan of former Tyco CEO Dennis Kozlowski. Jurors have been watching videos of a lavish party he threw for his wife with company funds in 2001. That kind of conspicuous consumption reflected the worst excesses of the most recent economic boom, but our radio blogger Mickey Kaus phoned early today with evidence that the next boom, when it comes, might not be quite so conspicuous.
Message 1 was received at 3:30 a.m. today.
I got my November issue of Automobile Magazine, and they say that the new Rolls-Royce, which costs $325,000, and is very imposing, is not doing as well as expected. This year, quote, Rolls will deliver only 500 units, half the minimum projected annual sale. Why? Not because there's not enough money to go around, but, quote, because fewer people are willing to display their wealth. I think it's a good sign. It means that as the economy picks up, we're not going to immediately go back to the go-go 90s, or even worse, the go-go 80s. There's some hope of keeping the rich in their place. There's no hope of stopping the rich from getting rich, but I do think there's some hope of still having an egalitarian society, even though the rich are getting richer. At least I take Rolls's bad news as good news. I don't know if you've ever seen the new Rolls. It doesn't look like it's driven by the head of the German Central Bank. It looks like it is the German Central Bank. See ya.
The opinions of Slate and Day-to-Day's resident weblog columnist, Mickey Kaus.